I asked her to pick up a package for me from our mailroom and keep it until I got back from a weekend trip. The only reason I asked was because I wanted an excuse to see her. The package was irrelevant. It contained a few shirts and a belt from a store across town. I bought them online because I didn't feel like driving over to the store. Michelle was my upstairs neighbor. We had a friends with benefits thing going on, and I was increasingly more and more interested in developing that further. She texted me shortly after I got on the plane that she had my package and asked if I would like to get it when I got home or another day. I replied with, "I can swing by tonight and I'll text you when I'm on my way," which I did the moment I closed the door to the car taking me to my apartment from the airport. "Good. I hope you aren't too tired," she replied with a winking emoji. My cock was already getting hard at the thought of seeing her. The last time, we fucked for 3 hours at my place and ordered takeout. She was asleep by the time the food arrived. Now, after a 20-minute drive with no traffic, I was saying thank you to the driver and heading into the building. I got on the elevator and pressed the button to her floor, and seconds later, my bag slung over my shoulder, I was knocking on her door. "Hi, wow, that was fast," she exclaimed as she swung the door open and stepped aside so I could enter. "Yeah, there was no traffic," I replied, setting my bag down and scooping her up in a hug. "I know you just came here for your package. It's right there," she said with a shit-eating grin on her face, pointing to the small brown box on her coffee table. I kissed her deeply in response as she went for my jeans, getting them unbuttoned, kissing me just as fervently. "Here's what's going to happen," she said, pulling back to look at me. "I'm going to get your cock wet with my mouth, and you're going to stroke it while you watch me get my body all nice and warmed up for you." "Is that so?" I cocked my head to the side, feigning surprise that she would suggest such a thing. I wasn't used to her being so bossy. Normally, I was the one in charge. Michelle licked her lips and got on her knees, pulling my jeans and underwear down, already finding me hard. She took as much as she could into her pretty little mouth and dragged her lips along my shaft, stopping at the head to spend a little more time there. I placed my hand on the wall to stay steady while she worked her magic with that tongue of hers, rubbing and swirling around me until she had me good and wet. "Put your hand on it and come here," she instructed and led me to her bedroom. She turned on a lamp and pulled off her sweater, revealing her petite breasts. "Sit," she ordered, and I lowered myself onto the edge of the bed, my eyes fixed on hers. "Open your mouth and stick your tongue out a little." Again, I did as she asked, and she placed her nipple on the tip of my tongue, rubbing it, getting it slippery, before replacing it with her other one. "Good," she said, and climbed onto the bed with me, telling me to face her. I watched her shimmy out of her yoga pants and toss them on the floor. The pink of her pussy made my mouth water as she lifted her legs, straightening them as she kept her eyes on me. She traced them with her fingertips, slowly, from ankle to calf to the center of her hamstring, and then over to her pussy. I have never seen her self-pleasure before and was mesmerized by the way she opened her thighs, revealing the wet between them. I wanted to put my tongue on her, but waited for instruction instead. She writhed and squirmed beneath the touch of her own hand. It was hard which hand I wanted to watch, the one pinching her nipple or the one that was circling her clit and dipping inside of herself every so often. I kept slowly stroking my cock, careful not to get too close to coming. I had to stop every so often to relubricate, careful not to take my eyes off of her. I watched her circle her hips, heard her pleasure-filled exhales and soft moans as she moved. I couldn't stop staring at her opening, wanting to fill her and fuck us both into oblivion. She turned over and got onto her knees, looking back at me to make sure my eyes were still on her. She rocked back and forth, her ass inches from my face. I could smell how turned on she was. She moved like she did when she was riding me, except this time she was reaching for the little box she kept on her nightstand. She pulled out the black glass dildo, her favorite one, and pushed it into her pussy. "You like what you see?" she asked, that grin spreading across her face again. I nodded, my eyes glued to the toy spreading her open. "You want to taste it?" And again, I nodded. "Good," she replied, pulling out the dildo and then placing it on her clit from behind. "I want you to lick me from here all the way to here." She slid the glass piece from her clit to the center of her ass. "And after that, I'm gonna sit on your face and fuck it until I come. Is that clear?" "Absolutely," I replied, feeling short of breath as I leaned forward, still gripping my cock as I did what she said. "Take off your shirt and lie down." Michelle rolled over to make room for me. She perched on her heels while I did so and got situated before she sat on my face, covering my mouth with her pussy. I loved the way she tasted, the way her clit felt against the tip of my tongue. I also enjoyed hearing her pleasure as she moved back and forth in a rhythmic way that indicated I was hitting the right spot. I squeezed her ass while she moved, loving the feeling of her soft thighs against my cheeks. "Right there. Don't stop," she whispered, and I kept going, knowing good and well that when someone said don't stop, it absolutely meant not to stop until they came. And when she did come, she was loud and shrill, her thigh shaking, her hand gripping my hair as she was swept away in her orgasm. "My God, fuck yes," she exclaimed, moving off my face and kissing me. "That mouth of yours." She trailed off and slid down to my cock, pushing it into her. "I am so glad you aren't tired," she said with a wink. "But you will be. I'm gonna fuck you to sleep."